And then Ian brought up about the coronavirus. It's nothing but what's coming after that. Yeah, what's going to come after that is going to be. Yes.
Oh, now don't flip the script now. The coronavirus is going to be a bold bummer now. It's going to turn out. People are going to be wailing. They're going to be crying, wailing. The first stages of But it ain't the
headline.
It ain't the pawpaw.
Hey, Ion, the Chinese are quarantining people. Is that to be not taken too worrisome about it? Is it overreacting?
Bob Wamu? No, Bob. There's a couple hundred have already died and thousands. They're building emergency hospitals, turning people away. Wamu.
And this is a rehearsal? This is a mild virus compared to what's coming?
And this is... No, listen, wait, Bob. No, we didn't say anything about mild. We said this wasn't the big one. First you had SARS, then you had the MRSA, then you had the Zika, then you had the other version of Zika. Now you're merging all those together. When the bodies come together and it's no longer a mystery landscape, then you know where the fuck you are. You're fucked.
Okay, so I wrote the sequence, Bert. MERS was the first one? How's that spelled?
S-A-R-S.
SARS.
SARS.
Oh, SARS. SARS was the first. Then MRSA. How do you spell that?
M-R-S-A.
Oh, it's not M-E-R. It's just M-R-S-A. And then Zika, 3. Z-I-K-A.
Zika. And then you got the next Zika. Well, before that, the first of that was your bird flu. But that was just a transfer where it jumps from creatures into that. That wasn't that big a deal. But that cause led right into the Zika. Okay?
Okay, so SARS and MRSA, one of them or something, leaped into birds that then leaped into humans as Zika. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
And is the bird, the stuff that came from the bird came from SARS and MRSA, a combination of the two, or from one of them?
No. Hold on. It's a combination of SARS, the COV, and the MRSA COV.
What's COV?
It's another step. It's the next step in between. The type of SARS is one type and MERS is the other for the MRSA.
All right, so I would write, I have SARS plus sign COV plus sign MRSA plus sign COV plus sign
MERS-COV.
Oh, it's dash. Okay. It's not. It's MRSA. Not
MERS. We're giving you another portion, another part. You asked how it was merged together in the steps. Well, the MERS-COV is another in-between step spot.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you got SARS and then a plus sign, and then you've got SARS... Dash COV.
Dash COV, and then you got a plus.
And then plus MRSA, MRSA, plus
MERS-dash.
Cove.
Capital C, little O, capital V.
They all have a capital, okay. Right, so then a plus
capital C, little O, and a capital V. And that's where those have merged together.
And then the Zika, they become Zika?
No. That's what the MERS version is, does the Zika. That's how it's transmitted.
The MERS-COV is Zika?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the ramification of the Zika. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that, Bert. Look what I evoked. I brought order to this mess. Okay, now that's not, that leads to a combine, which you're not naming, which then Dr. Dean has to step in. Or is there a step after the next combine, this coming combine, that does Carolyn deal with this new combine or after the combine?
We don't care. The common human ones are 229E, or NL63, or OC43, or HKU1. That's the first two are alpha, second two are beta coronaviruses. I'm fixing it.
Okay, so they're good. Coronavirus.
We're fixing to fuck these people to death.
Okay, so you got here corona. We had all that stuff there, Bert. Now we've got a coronavirus he's talking about.
Yes. So I and the COV, the SARS plus COV, MERSA plus COV, that's the Zika virus, yes?
The Zika virus is how it's transmitted through. Zika is from the mosquito base. But the MERS, that's from the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, Bob. And the SARS is Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome.
Is Zika the combine of SARS, SARS-CoV, MRSA, MERS-CoV? Or is Zika something separate?
The two alphas and the two betas. Yeah. That's how it's going to line
up. Are parts of Zika?
It's all this will finally be of Zika when we get through.
Right. So you're saying the SARS and SARS-CoV is 2-alpha?
No, it's going to be Novo.
2-alpha and 2 plus 2 what? What were the 2-2s, Bert?
The 2019-N, capital C, little old V.
I can't get that. You said 2-alpha. Are you now giving another bunch of 2?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
With these letters, not the word alpha.
Yeah.
2-alpha.
That's what they are. 2019.
No, you're saying alpha is that. See, you just said that's what they are. That means you're attaching these numbered things to alpha. So I need to know, are we attaching any of these babbles to alpha? What is it then?
The two alphas are 229E.
Okay, let's do that slowly. 229E?
E?
Yep.
That's one, and what's the other alpha?
NL63.
And it is capital letters, NL63. Yep. That is, that's the SARS-CoV. Now we got to deal with the MERS-CoV.
The beta coronavirus is OC43.
OC, yeah, okay.
And then HKU1 is also a beta.
So, Bert, if I put them on the Google, will something come up? What do you predict?
There's seven. Bob, listen. There's seven kinds of coronaviruses. The first four we just gave you. The other three.
I see them.
They go all the way down. But now that's all good. That's all good until you start shifting into this new thing. This is now a virus, which is pneumonia. Pneumonia typically isn't so viral. This is a pneumonia. That's why it's not the dead ringer. But it's coming, Biggin. It's coming. 7-11, it's coming.
So Z is made up of 2-alpha and 2-beta. You agree?
A version. They're slight versions of those, yes. You see, it's been building. They keep growing and becoming and growing and becoming. And little man keep making things to fix it. And when they make something to fix it, it's like putting a little bitty hole in the tube of toothpaste and squeezing hard. It's going to squirt out one way or the other, and it keeps squirting out. So what they just leave it alone and let a few people die and get it over with, it'd be all right. But no, they're not going to do that. No, they want some polio. Bob, they want them some polio doctors. How many polio doctors you know? How many polio doctors do you know, Bert?
I don't know of any.
Why?
Maybe Carol could be one. Carol could be one on the side.
I know, but why? Why isn't there? Is that not a valid disease? I mean, you don't have people with polio no more? What's up?
Yeah, I know. We understand your rhetorical question. So the coronavirus, I have in brackets variations, the two alphas and two betas, are they aspects of the coronavirus? Or aspects of
they are a human coronavirus. Those first four are different ones. And then the last three are the MER, SAR, and then the novel.
Okay. So, but.
That's not the answer.
Yeah.
That's what's happened. The answer is that they're actually going to merge.
Oh.
Yeah, the MERS-CoV and the SARS-CoV are going to merge, and that's going to be something new.
Yeah.
So where does the word Zika come in? Is Zika part of the coronavirus?
Zika? No, Bob. Zika is how, the only reason that Zika is because mosquitoes transmitted it.
Oh.
That's why they called it the Zika. It was delivering a coronavirus. But see, in about 1 second, we would like to say it's this one, but we may be wrong. So we have to wait 1 second and see what y'all do. But the short version is it's going to be an alpha, beta, gamma, delta blast. And so basically your body will shut itself down. It'll blow itself down.
Did you say blast, B-L-A-S-T?
Beta.
Yeah, you said blast. Something alpha, beta, beta, blast.
Yeah. It's all,
blast
they're gonna
the body.
Come together, hit the body with all those. So you're going to have an upper respiratory, an acute respiratory, a pneumonia, and a basically something that attacks the pituitary. Shuts it down.
Right, and so someone would die within 10 minutes? How fast do you die with this stuff?
We don't want to do it that fast because that won't be any fun. You know, that's like Jack the Ripper. Jack the Ripper, what the hell? If he's going to do that, you just have somebody have people cut their own carotid artery, and that'll kill them in 4 minutes. So, but that's no fun. Or the ephemeral artery, and that's about 3 minutes. You cut the ephemeral, but that's messy. He wants to clean the rug. You know, that's kind of nasty. So,
hey, Scott's going nuts. He's got there, not MRSA, MERS. And he says, MRSA is a bacterium, not a virus. And he goes, he's having a problem.
They're merging. That's what we're saying is the bacteria and the pneumonia and the virus are all merging. That's exactly right. That's right.
Yeah, you got to get your categories a little more fluid, Scott. But so how about this, Ion? Most of the 20th centuries had viruses beginning in 1918 with that tuberculosis,
influenza.
Okay. So Wyndham Lewis named his manifesto BLAST just before World War I started, and it came from blastoderm, a germ or something. So we got this BLAST. He laid out the maybe the electrotechnical causes of the changes in biology or whatever you call the world of these viruses. So this is Lewisian, Bert. He started off with the word blast, and every now and then Ion says a blast comes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the way they'll be able to prescribe it. That's the way they'll prescribe it. And see, we're not trying to. Now we have to be careful because we're talking about this. And typically we'd get in a closed up room and seal the fucking windows and burn a little fire and sage the castle so can't no booger man hear what's going on and whisper sweet nothing into damn Bob's ear. But instead, we decided, ah, what the fuck, let's go.
Just say it. So Scott has a question.
Come on, Bert, get in the truck.
Scott has a question that might help, Bert.
Okay.
Great.
Unmute, Bert, Scott. Scott was caught off guard. He's not ready.
Can you hear me?
There it is. Yeah, now we can.
You made it. Hey, Scott.
Okay. Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Scott.
Happy. Here's my question. There's an index called the R-naught. It's R-0 or sub-0. It's called the R-naught. And what it measures is the virality coefficient of a virus. In other words, how many people on average contract the illness from a single source. And for instance, in the 1918 influenza virus had an R-naught value of from 1.4 to 2.8. They're not exactly sure which. But it was somewhere.
It tells how long it regenerates or how the regeneration on average, like you have an incubated for such a span of time. And then once the incubation's over, then you have the infectious period. And then after that, you may still have it, but you're not contagious. At the naught is how you calculate that. Is that what you're asking from a
patient? Yeah. So it means that from some person is a vector, then on average 1.4 to 2.8 other people will catch the virus from that person. That's what what the R naught number means. And
that's correct.
And the high value was for the 1918 epidemic was 2.8. The R naught value for the coronavirus is 3.8.
Well, and the next one that's coming, the one that actually kind of merges, and you were correct calling out the MRSA as bacterial, but that's the whole thing. It's like bacterial pneumonia and viral pneumonia, both. What they call walking pneumonia and then regular pneumonia as well. It's going to seize all the bacilli in the lungs totally. Plus, then you have the upper respiratory, the SARS and the MERS, the Middle Eastern reference, too. All those come together, and it'll have an R-naught. Now, let's get this, Bob, for the note. Bob, it's capital R-N-A-U-G-H-T. But they write it as capital R and zero. You got that? But it's the R naught. And Scott, the CDC is about to have a nervous bust out. Because that number, the 3.8 number, would wipe out half of America if it was not checked.
I heard what you said, Ion.
Uh-huh. That's how it's reflected. Because you're gonna scream about this later, and we don't want to go through it. Let's just fix it now. It's much easier.
Yeah, Corona is also a Mexican beer that's not as good as Dos Equis.
True, but it's also... Spaniards call that Corona for crown. It's a crown virus.
Right. Yeah.
It'll make you wish you had a crown. Remember, Scott, some people change because they see the light and others because they feel the heat. It's pretty fun. Mm. Hey, while you're doing your gauging, Bert, make sure you go into something called emerging infectious diseases.
All right.
And catatonic infectious agents.
So I'm trying to visualize merging a virus with a bacterium. And a bacterium is much larger than a... Pardon?
Well, it's at every level. Hard surfaces. Before, if you clean hard surfaces, you're good. Now that doesn't help. Okay, it's airborne. It's hard surface. Any fluids. Mm. Any fluids at all. I mean, back in the day with the HIV, people didn't want to use the bathroom after somebody that had the AIDS or whatever it was because of this out. All that stuff, but this is worse because all you got to do is pass by and you got it. Mm-hmm. One elevator ride and you through at any level. When you don't got to fuck them or nothing, you through. One elevator ride and you're done.
So this is going to also kill the bodies of the ascended, right? Or the ascending, not just the little man.
If they're not ascended, not this one, the one coming. Yeah, it's the only way you can get this pandemic that we describe and we sit here saying, bring out your dead, bring out your, and y'all just laughed, especially Bob. He just laughed. He thought that was the funniest thing ever. Bring out your dead. That's the only thing that's going to stir enough shit to cause folks to have that kind of moniker or monicum of sobriety. But don't worry, it's coming. It's coming. They built it. They built it. If you build it, they'll come. Yep. You get it hard.
Yeah, when they get their modicum of sobriety, that's when I make a great deal of sense, right?
That's true.
I have another question about the Coldplay. You said that the gelatin or the nails are to keep it from be a big bomb. Because all you'd have to do to blow it up is just
what? You blipped out. Restate your sentence. You blipped out, Scott. Do it again.
Okay. If you have to use the gelatin and the fingernails and stuff like that to keep Coldplay from blowing up, doesn't that basically mean that it's a big bomb? Because all you would have to do if you were a terrorist is to not put the fingernails in there.
Correct. Yeah, everything is.
Are you saying every invention is a bomb, Ion?
Yeah. Take gasoline that you run your car with, and put it in a bottle and stick a rag in it. It's a bomb.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, how big would the explosion be? I mean, it would just be like gasoline or... I mean, it wouldn't be like a nuclear explosion, right?
The Coldplay.
Yeah.
Be bigger.
Bigger. Who said bigger? Ion or Bert?
Bert.
Well, what do you know? Shut up, Bert. You don't know. What do you say bigger for? We wait for Ion. Now you fucked it up. Ion's all sulky. You won't answer. So wait, how big is the gelatin fingernails explosion, Ion? Tech body's so pissed. Let's see. Where is Ion? Ion got knocked off. So we just wait here. It was just about time. Mine usually gets knocked off around this time. So maybe you should play a little music until the line comes back.
Okay, hey, Skip, I'll mute.
Did Skip come in? Did Skip get on? Let's see. Is that you, Skip?
But,
no. It's Ion. Well, while I'm asking, is that you, Skip? Did Skip get in here? Oh, I see you. You're saying something. You're on mute, Skip. Or is that Ira? Okay, I'm muting. Okay, Ion, how big a bomb is the gelatin fingernails mixture?
No, that wouldn't be a bomb at all. And it's actually not gelatin, it's keratin. Keratin is what it actually is.
Well, why are we using the word gelatin?
Well, because it's gelatin-like. But it's not gelatin, it's keratin. It's made of keratin.
Oh, how do you spell that?
K-E-R-A. Got that?
Yeah, A-T-I-N.
A-T-I-N. And as you're ascending,
okay.
It's actually called an alpha keratin, actually.
Okay. Thank you. So keratin and fingernails, did you say it was a big explosion? Did you say how much?
No, that stabilizes the process. Okay. And
without it, it's a big
bomb. It would be, don't say a bomb, it would be so unstable that it would melt titanium fittings. Do you remember that conversation, Bob?
Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah.
So
it was no
you're
blame
saying
up.
That's what would happen, the melting. Big inconvenience. We had to work that out, Bert, back in the lab.
Mm. Yeah.
I had to do some hard thinking to solve that one.
That was back in the day. It was probably the only afternoon in Bob's life that he actually worked.
Yeah, I had a problem. Remember that, Bert? Remember we saved the world one weekend? Remember that?
Yeah, I remember you saying that you alluded to it. You didn't say what happened.
No, we didn't say nothing.
We couldn't say nothing. They'd have killed Bob dead in the sack of hammers if they knew how to say it, let alone that he would actually take it. They know it's safe because Bob won't even wipe his own ass. He won't take care of himself, let alone anything else. He's good. You know, that's fine. Ain't no trouble with that. You know, when you're too sorry to stand up to pee, you're pretty sorry. That's all we can say. But anyhow,
what's up,
it'd be funny if it wasn't so sad. But anyhow,
yeah.
I knew Bob was safe because he wasn't going to do nothing. He wasn't going to do nothing. It was good. We're good. So it's all fine. And then they thought, this is another CKLN nightmare. No trouble. We'll put this on Friday the 13th and call it a good day and call it the Knights of Malta or some attorney Jackson bad dream or some poorly financed Otto von Habsburg collagery and see what happens out of that. So you know how it goes.
Yeah, Dr. Beater.
Peter Beater couldn't see her. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Peter Beater. So
okay, so
don't forget Gad Dean. Don't forget Gad Dean.
Bert. Scott had a little section there.
He wanted to know how much bomb it was. We still haven't answered your question. How much bomb would be? Well, we're trying to, though. We're just giving a little preps. So what's up? It would be. Do you remember the man's mama whose name was Enola Gay?
I know Enola Gay was the bomb.
That's an airplane. It was an airplane named Enola Gay. Yeah. That was the pilot's mama's name. It was his mama. How's your mama, Neil? Well, that was a few tons of bomb. Well, first of all, hold on just 1 second. Hey, Scott, how do you want this answered? In tonnage? When you say how big is the bomb, do you want the tonnage or you want the pilasters it bust or how far in the earth it would make a mess or how much hydrogen it'd pump into the space? Why did you want to know how big it was? I mean, how many degrees Kelvin the air would burn? What did you want to know? What form would you like it in? Because we don't want to fuck you up. We want to do it just ever how you want.
No, he's going to answer you now. Right. You've laid out the parameters. He's going to answer.
Okay.
So the kiloton measurement is if it's an explosive, and you're saying it's not an explosive. It's more like a reactor breach. So it would be hot, but it wouldn't be explosive. But so the measure would be whether or not it pollutes the atmosphere with like radiation, and I don't know, the degrees, some measure of energy.
There'll already be radiation. There'll already be radiation. I mean, because the exhaust off of this process is water. That's the only exhaust. So we're eating radiation. There'll be plenty enough. There's already plenty enough radiation. But that's not the issue. So it'll basically compounded without the keratin, it would be about 3 tons. A 3-ton hydrogen bomb, give or take a little bit.
Well, no, the tonnage there is not the measure of the hydrogen bomb. It's the measure of TNT.
Well, that's so, the reason we ask you how you wanted it. It would be the equivalent of 3 tons of hydrogen.
3 tons of TNT.
Which, if not TNT, it would be hydrogen, because it's a hydrogen collector.
Okay, but I'm just talking about the measurement of the explosive, not what is exploding.
Okay, for the third time, what form would you like that expressed in?
Tons of TNT.
3.
3 tons of TNT. So it would be like a small fission bomb.
Basically, yeah. That's right.
Okay.
Now,
would that be bigger than the Hiroshima bomb? Is that equal to the Hiroshima bomb?
No.
I think the Hiroshima bomb was like half a kiloton or something.
Half a kiloton, yeah.
But so it was much bigger.
Well, what's that? That's a 500 tons?
Yeah, it's 500 tons.
So we're talking just three tons. That's tiny.
Yeah.
Right. But if it's attached to your house, that's a little different.
Yeah, not good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we solved that. So we're going to go back to Bert's question.
Scott's great because all we have to do is make him give the format how he wants his answer. And if he gets it that way, he don't go off the chains and go batshit crazy. If he gets it the way he wants it, he can go with it. But if we just answered the question, we could have just said atmospherical enzymes would be the fallout, which is pretty bad, too. And he's like, what does that have to do with this? It's going to fly. That's the reason we ask, how do you want it? And we'll answer it. Ain't no trouble. And that's good because it helps make it a clearer part. And then Scott can go, oh, okay, I can compartmentalize that answer in this space. Okay, we're good. And that's an example. It is an example. And it can be varied because it depends on how the capacitation is gauged. You can crank it up and make it do more because Bob's got this thing. He wants to be able to take on some apartment houses and stuff. So we can make it a little more virulent. So there's a sliding scale that goes along with it, but. You know, that's that bomb.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I have another question, if I can ask it.
Okay, try.
They just came out with the new Space Force logo.
Yeah.
And it's got several constellations on it. And yeah. I was looking at them, and I think that the one on the left is the... is the Tree of Life constellation, or Perseus, and the one on the right is Andromeda and the Triangulum.
That's right. It certainly is.
Okay.
That's what Bob said. Bob patented it already. He already has a patent on that.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah. So what I thought the Tree of Life was the Gilgamesh. I thought that was the term for the
Gilgamesh.
Tree of Life.
It is Gilgamesh.
It's Gilgamesh,
the
Perseus,
star.
The
Perseus is the star that you find it by. It's
okay.
It's also known as.
So it was Gilgamesh and then a word beginning with A, not Andromeda, but what was it?
Alpha Centauri.
No, that's not what Scott said. He said the third
Andromeda.
One is triangular, but what was the second one, Scott? Andromeda?
Well, yeah, it's Andromeda, which is doesn't have a lot of stars in it, but the triangulum is also on the on the lower part of it. So it's both of them together.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gilgamesh, Andromeda, and triangulum is Trump's pattern.
Right.
I saw there was complaints. What's the complaint? What did the polio victims say about Trump's logo? That they stole it from Star Trek or something?
Well, it actually comes from the NASA logo, I think. I mean, the NASA logo for the moon, the Apollo mission was very similar to it. But then they copied that for Star Trek. So the Star Trek thing was probably based on the NASA logo, and then they're claiming that this logo was based on the Star Trek logo, so it's sort of fictional or something, but it's actually based on NASA.
Right. So there is a bit of whining about it.
Yeah.
Out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. So did we finish that topic?
Yeah.
Did you tell him that you were their first actual space cadet, Bob?
Yep. Well, no, I didn't tell these guys. You told them a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I told them. Yeah, Bob's their first space cadet.
I'm the first space cadet, guys.
For real. And here's why it's so funny. Now, we got to do a little catch-up here. We're going to work. We got some work to do, but we need to catch this up. Guess what? Check this out. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, ain't nobody got no money. Trump's brought in all kinds of money. He's took in money. He's opened the goddamn Space Force and funded the damn thing. And ain't nobody said a word. Nobody knows it. Nobody voted on it. Shifty will have a nervous breakdown when he finds out there's actually a Space Force, a whole side, a whole other branch of the damn Commander-in-Chief driving the Space Force that he controls and wrote a check for and funded without asking Shifty Shift to move his bowels. Not once. He'll just die. He will just die.
Wow. That's pretty impressive, Bert. Where is Bert? Why isn't Bert at least giggling?
Why ain't somebody talking? Why ain't somebody talking about that? That's what we can't figure out. Impeach 45.
That's a big point. That's a big point, yeah.
Ion, who the hell is controlling the media? Is it Mr. Murdoch? Who's the choke point? Is it me? Am I doing this?
Hey, is Trump doing it? We resemble that remark.
Tech buddy.
Why would we have a vidya, a sloppy vidya of somebody's butt phone talking about Trump firing Kvasalachi, Kvasilachi, or whatever the bitch's name is, the bad ambassador to Ukraine who worked for the Obama, who was against Trump? Why in the name of a living God would you want her to be hanging around, pinning the tail on the donkey anytime you turn around? So his response was just easy. Get rid of her. And now all of a sudden, just in the day of impeachment, comes out on the TV. Meanwhile, in the White House, and he and Trump gets in the Lincoln bedroom and dances around just like Elizabeth, like Maxine Waters, and shakes his hand. He says, impeach 45, impeach 45, impeach 45. He is laughing his ass all the way to the living bank. Because if you listen to what they're saying very closely, they're saying that everything that's happening is constitutional. We've got to stop this. We can't have this. We can't have somebody running things like this. We're going to keep on. And it's got everybody up in arms. And everybody says, you know what? You're absolutely right. We're not going to have this like this. And the next thing you know, we're going to have me. Well, now, to be fair, me and Carolyn have been watching porn together. It's pretty good.
Yeah, Fox News.
Good. We've been watching.
Yeah, yeah, well,
they, porn together.
The big star today was Rudy Giuliani. He gets on there at Fox News. He gets 10 minutes. He just lays it all out what he's going to do next week. That's the bomb.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then when it gets funny, they're going to turn on him. We told you that. And then he's going to come back and he says, no. Wait, no, wait. When they turn on him, he's going to say, you know what? You're absolutely right. By God, I'm going to show you something. How the milk got in the coconut. And round it'll go. It'll get kind of ugly. But it amps it up just a little bit more so you got something to kick at. It amps it up a little bit more. It's not quite hot enough. It won't burn nothing up right now. Got to amp it up just a little bit more. Because when you amp it up just a little bit more, then what happens is it catches enough to catch something on fire. Because if you're going to take it up, everybody who's raised their hand against Donald J. Trump so far,
well, what happened to the Irishman? He's still functioning, isn't he?
Who's the Irishman?
You know, Scorsese, Pacino, and De Niro.
Oh, well, he's a nothing. He's just talking shit. You can say so if you want to. No. Well, we're talking about Nadler. We're talking about Schiff. We're talking about Nasty Pelosi. We're talking about, who's the other one? Actually, Bloomberg hasn't been bad to Trump. He's just talking shit, but he hasn't, like, been an affront to him. Not like Michael Avenatti, who's now in Skid Row or protective custody in the Hooskow for his own protection, you know. But, you know, all those that come along that do it, it's going to get ugly because that's how you have to balance it. But you have to get the persona of the Democrats are doing it. Y'all, the Democrats aren't that smart, and they're certainly not that stupid. Did you listen to a little bit of what they had to say? They just made up for 24 hours straight, like Bob on one of his damn shows, saying the same thing over and over and over again, babbling about something about Arthur Croker! He's following Arthur Croker! Arthur Croker's the real president. He's the Manchurian candidate. He's the Manchurian candidate. It's really the Queen of England. The Queen of England is running. They're sending hands over there. I'm going to get up in here. You got to hurry up. They're making these boluses for the coronavirus where you stick things up, you bomb, and the Queen's going to do it to you. It's coming. You got to amp this up.
That's how they sound.
Nobody would believe that. And then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has somebody from that whole world, LaRouche, saying, eat the babies, we got to eat the babies. Now, for the first time ever, the womb is closing. Trump doesn't care about abortions or not. We support abortion late term, up to their 18th birthday. Up to their 18th birthday. That's a really late-term abortion. But I think that up to age 18 is a good fact. It's a good broad spectrum. Take care of it for the day if you need to. It's easy. Take solid. It'll put a little more respect in the household if they know that that's a good possibility for a really late-term abortion. We ain't got no trouble with that. That's all right. You're going to do right now. You're going to get right with God. But anyhow, set that aside. Trump goes for the first time, and guess who is right behind him? Martin Luther King's niece. She's a king, too. She was right there. They got him to the abortion parade, or right to life, or life to ride, or riot to ride it, live it, riot. Something right, live, and don't kill the babies, and don't eat the babies. Don't have the babies so you can eat them. It's something that don't do something. Trump said he's going to protect all those potential voters from the trailer parks and from the Walmarts near you, that he'll have good voters that will come vote for him come voting day. It's like preacher calling day. Y'all remember preacher calling day? When they call a preacher, you got to go to vote come for preacher calling day to make sure you're going to get a good preacher, see, for the time to get a new preacher. So preacher calling day, they won't have a lot of people there to show up. They'll have dinner on the ground. It'll be good. Might have that. That might sound like a good idea. But anyway, the short version is that you cannot make this stuff up. You can't do it. It's not fathomable. Yeah. You look at what they've done. They're like, you people have been in this damn thing for 35 years, and you come up with this as a speech? Here, I'm going to impeach you. What you did wasn't against the law. What you did ain't even wrong. But because we are the House, we're going to impeach you. And then we're going to not call any witnesses. We're going to make up a bunch of papers, and we're going to do some bullshit. And then we're going to let you go to the Senate. We're going to make you call the witnesses. They're supposed to be the grand jury. They're supposed to do all of that. All that evidence, it's an ironclad. They get up on the TV and he says it's an open and shut case. There's nothing to do. It's all good. Now, we could sure use some witnesses to prove the point. But up until that, it's a lying cat, completely guilty, 100%. Nothing y'all need to do. Go ahead and vote him out of office and call it a day. And he says, but now, there's 17,000 documents that we need to add. Wait a minute. Where was it when you did your impeachment, and why didn't you put your articles of impeachment to include all these 17,000 things you're saying he's done wrong now? Sounds like y'all need to go back to the House and do you some new impeachment articles, if that's what you're going to do. Well, we don't have time. We don't have time. We've been working on this for 3 years. I don't know what the trouble is. We've been working on it 3 years, and this is all we can come up with. If you look at this objectively, you just kind of go, y'all have lost your damn mind, because this is crazy.
Yeah.
On a good day, because you can't get there. You can't. And then the Republicans, they think they're in some time warp, because they're sitting here looking, and then you got Lindsey Graham. She's done her hair so pretty. Lindsey Graham sitting over here. I don't know what y'all getting. I don't know. That's what Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg called it. Lindsey Graham was that she had nice hair. And you know, like, Lindsey Graham gets over here and says, I don't know what y'all get excited for. They ain't sending the articles, and I don't care. I don't want the articles. They can keep them from now on. Me. Boy, you're punishing the shit out of me. Boy, I tell you, got me now. I'm God. I'm thoroughly God. It's amazing, because now what's got to happen, is somebody's got to wake up. Somebody's got to say, wait a minute, what's the end game here? All right? So all Shifty Shift and them numbnuts, that's all we can call it, are trying to do is stir up enough, gin up enough Californian, New Yorkian, Kevorkian people to say, this is what we needed. This is what it was. Because they don't know what they're going to replace him with now. See, that's the trouble. If the election's any time between now and November, it may be, as Scott said, it may be the landslide of every single electoral vote. All of them.
Yep.
Right up to, we only need nine more governors, and then they're going to get mad. And, I hope to God they get mad. Ooh, Bert, I'm going to get mad as hell. I'm mad as hell. Mad as hell. I ain't going to take this no more. No, we're going to, hell no. You're not going to get away. Ain't nobody going to listen. And then they're going to get upset. And then they're going to say, you know what? You're absolutely right. We're going to call a constitutional convention right now. Let's go. Do we have a quorum?
Let's go. Let's go. They all march out of the building.
They're going to call a quorum. They're going to call a quorum of the governor. the governors of the states. And as long as it's the right number, we're going to have a different conversation.
Right. Hey, Bert, you see, I posted the Giuliani thing on Fox News, and people come in, oh, my God, I see Giuliani, and I have to vomit. Like these people with these emotional reactions.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, Scott comes in and says, you fucking idiots have no fucking clue. You're just a bunch of liberal 19th century jerk-offs, you know? You have no fucking understanding. The liberals, whoever these idiots are, the nice people, they're just going to be...
They're not even
liberals.
They're not even liberals. We don't know. I can't really put a finger on what they are, because they go so far, they go beyond. Communism is kind compared to some of this shit.
Yes. Hey, I had a tremendous story last night. I found out that a guy that I knew in Nova Scotia who's an art professor, he took a couple of young women in his class to a museum to show them the history of art. And one of the girls complained that the nudes in the art gallery were put there by him to fucking insult her. He almost lost his job because the kid didn't understand what art was.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty
extreme. Darling. Yes, darling. Men have a penis and girls have a vagina. Yeah. And don't go over there. Don't look at the boogero. Don't look at the boogero. Boogero gets you that messed up. Them filings, all you want to watch now. Let me tell you, I'd do you all the way down through there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you now have the ultimate story, Bert. You can tell your friends this one. The little girl, an art student, was shocked that there were nude classical paintings, or I assume they were the great paintings in the gallery, you know. Nudes.
I think it was on his telephone, wasn't it, Bob?
How old was the girl, Bob? How old was the girl? Like 20?
I could look it up. 19 or 20, you know. It was a young college student.
She was 30. She was 37. She was one of Epstein's throwbacks.
Yeah, that is so extreme. Okay, so... did you have another question, Bert?
No, I'm finished, Bob.
No, Bert was through. We weren't through. We were poking at him, but we had to catch up on the election, get that out of the way, get the coronavirus cleaned up, get that out of the way, get the State of the Union. Are we going to have a State of the Union this year, y'all?
It's not my birthday. It's up to me.
Yeah. What do you want? You want an onion? Which way?
I'm not sure, but something's on my birthday, February 2nd. Is it the State of the Union? I think it is. Yes,
State of the Union.
February 2nd.
Yeah. So we have
Trump is so scared. He won't make a move without what I say, and he fucking says, "Oh, I ain't doing nothing unless it's Bob's birthday." He won't do nothing without Bob. Bob directly involved.
No, and what made it worse? He made Nancy Pelosi invite him. She couldn't stand for all the tea in China. She had to invite him to come and give it. She's in charge.
Yeah, meanwhile, Juanita Broderick puked at the idea that Hillary Clinton existed. Says, whenever that woman opens her mouth, I puke. This is what Juanita Broderick said about the new documentary.
Broderick. Yeah, pretty amazing. Pretty fun.
They talk about the division in public life. The division is those people, the images in the tech body, the way they scream at each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's now gotten to a feverish pulse to the point where people, it's like the North and the South. You know, families are divisible.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's coast to coast. We knew California was going to go, But guess what? At this rate, but see, we have to be careful not to say too much about it, because all they're doing is they're fucking around going to Texas, and they're fucking up Texas. We've about lost Houston, and about Austin isn't much better off, and then down there, now they're starting to breed in Dallas and get it messed up. You can't mess up Texas, these damn California motherfuckers. It's ridiculous. We may have to hear them up, send them back home and just go ahead. Well, they got, we got to start into the FEMA cramp. See, we're making it where you've got to have a FEMA cramp. Now they're making people in California pay taxes to clean up the refuse when they run off the squatters. They're making the taxpayers pay to clean up the mess. Well, I'd clean it. It wouldn't take us long. We'd clean up. We'd take a double-barrel butcher knife. We'd clean it up. It wouldn't be nothing left. We'd just take a front-end loader and scoop and go. It'd be great. We could charge the neighbors.
No, we'll compromise. Trump's going to put a wall up between Texas and New Mexico or Arizona, whatever the state is.
Well, you don't have to. It's going to be ocean. Arizona's going to be oceanfront property. There will be no problem with that.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. Oceanfront property.
Meanwhile, Bill Maher is scared shitless, as he confessed on Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Well, they built a machine. What's happened is Bob has built a machine. And every time you conquer it, every time you squinch it, every time you overcome it, and y'all, now to be fair, let's be clear about this. Bob knows everything. Bob is everything. Bob does everything. But he surprises his goddamn self every single day. He shocks himself every day. The next thing that cannot, on any penalty of death ever happen, he's got the document. Where do I sign? What do I sign? I can't see it. It's the Nina Pinton Santa Maria. I can't see it. Sign it. Where do I sign? I can't get it. I can't. It's astounding. The very things, probably the most important things ever. Now, with effortless ease, it's not for the faint of heart. Let's just say it that way.
Yeah, so you've got Trump is Bob Dobson White House, and Rudy Giuliani is Bob Marshall on CKLN exposing turning back.
Okay, Bob Marshall, that's right. And Nancy Pelosi is Bob Carr, and Nancy Pelosi is Bob Carr trying to be above it all. Trying to be above it all.
That's right, very good. Okay, so let's see. Bert's finished. I don't know if Scott has more, but we'll come back, Scott. Let's let someone who's been waiting.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks,
guys. Let's see. All right, you're welcome, Bert.
You got some work to do. Bert, you got some work to do. You got to lay out. You don't have your shit straightened out on the angle chart. You don't have your shit straightened out on the keys and the airs. You haven't worked those out. You need to get on that pretty fast. You dilly-dallying around. Time is cooking. You got things to do. When you start hitting certain marks, and we can do it right here in front of everybody, but what you'd rather do is pull those details together so that you're comfortable with it. Because if you don't think we won't pin the tail on the jackass, play with us. You got the wrong
right
one. You own it.
All right.
So pull it together. Thanks. Pull it together and know it. And remember how in Revelation, remember, he's being dismissive now, Bob. This is not good.
No, I'm listening.
Do you remember in Revelation when we finally pulled all the vile judgments and all the churches and all from laterally all the way across?
Yes.
And then Jenny Bell's notes, well, actually it was Sasha's notes, but actually Jenny Bell had the best notes. She did it. She had the best, still has the best notes. Well, maybe. But no, she's got really good notes. But she was able to pull it across because she was versed in that realm and world anyway.
Okay. Right.
So when she went lateral with it all the way across, you could get a timeline, a chain of events. Okay. Now, you can almost kind of, Carolyn's doing really, really, really good with the keys, and now she's starting to pull it into the airs, which is where you put, that's the jumper cables that hooks the battery to the other battery to give you a jump start.
All right.
Because the alternator won't alt and the generator won't gen, and we can't tell you what the pistons won't do.
All right, Ion.
Now, when you get that sort of where you can get, put it into an energy ball, you know how we did the – well, this is that part we didn't want to do all right here in front of everybody, but it don't matter. You went and stood in by the side of that stream, and you're just looking, and you kept looking at your hands and what was in your hands, and it was a dream, and it wasn't a dream, and you was there, and you wasn't there, and you don't know, and this is very faint, you don't know, and you don't want to get into it too far. Yeah, 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 the rest of it was just exactly what you thought it was, just as you said. But that's not even that conversation. The energy ball that you can come comes from the ninth air, and that's how you'll apply that through the different keys. But now don't get too carried away because you're going to get ahead of yourself. Just practice it. I'm not saying you got to do nothing. Just practice it to see what it feels like, to see how to go. Okay? Like, there's a key and an air that'll make all the dead people lay down. So if you walk into a room and they're dead people, then they'll lay down, or the angels will knock their goddamn ass down. That might be fun. You're not going to kill them. They're already dead. But if they have to lay down when you walk in a room, that might be interesting. Hey.
Wow. Yes. All right.
So, okay, very good.
We'll give you an example. We'll give you an example. It's like the warning that they put out down in Florida when the iguanas start falling out of the trees. That's the key in an air. Does that every single time.
All right.
Okay, very good. I got to bring next caller in.
Thanks.
So that's
Thanks, Bob.
We did what we could. Bob, we did the best we could, Bob. That's all we could do. We'll do better next
time. Yeah, it was good.
We promise we'll do better next time. We'll do better next time.
It was a bad, run, but who's picking? So, Nick is on.
Slim's picking.
Hi, Bob.
Slim picking.
Hey! Are you still fucked up?
You tell me, Ion.
Yeah, you're still fucked up. You're still fucked up. Yep, a little bit. But you're better, but you're still fucked up. What's wrong with your damn ears? What's wrong with your damn ears? You got to put some grease in it or something. What you talk, what's wrong?
I've been following you, Ion. I have, but it got very infected. And, so it's kind of deaf.
Well, that's good. There's none so deaf as them that won't hear.
Yeah. No, it seems to be easing now, so.
Well, we tried to get you to listen, and that didn't do any good.
To what, Ion?
Us.
Yes, now I'm listening to you. I've been doing my keys and my airs as you suggested, and it's been having some profound effects in my world. So is that what you wanted to speak about?
Yes, well, no, we wanted you to finally start listening to us.
But you know that I've been listening to you, Ion. I can hear you. I hear you all the time.
Slow down. Listen to what's right now is a good example. We want you to hear.
Okay.
We don't want you to listen. We want you to hear. See, you got it. You want it. You had it. And it's almost separated you from your, what is it Calvin calls them? A station tube. The tubes got stopped up where you couldn't even hear anything. The drum was beating, but you couldn't hear it.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
And that's what that was about. Don't listen here.
Got you.
And so that's why this came to that way. Now, it's fixable. It's real easy. But what's got to happen is this playing church ain't going to get it no more. You're either going to get on with this or not. It's time to get on with it. These things are going to correct you, adjust you, till you get it to where it's palatable. Meaning, if you had it, if everybody else had as much access to us as you do, they'd be ascended.
Got you.
And so, the rub, the good news is, you can hear.
Yes.
That's the good news, right?
Yes.
That's good. Now, is that a happy day? That certainly is. Is that what you're trying to work out? Maybe. We're going to see. But now what happens is you got to come to the next tier. The next tier is you got so much power flowing through you that any little bump bumps hard. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, I'm feeding it. It has
then
an
tell us. Tell Bob. He doesn't know. Bob don't have a clue. He's fucked up. Bob don't know. Tell Bob.
Well, a classic example is my neighbor called me the other day and said that a very old person in the town's battery was flat. Could he use my jumpers? So I got in my truck and I drove down there. I was holding the jumpers in my hand, and he put the jumpers onto his battery, and the old guy started it. I hadn't even connected it to my battery. So he looked at me and I looked at him, and he said, "We've been here for half an hour. We couldn't jump this car." And I was going, "Fuck." And they were still in my hand.
Wow.
But there's a lot.
That's sort of what we're fussing about. If you got that much energy, you ought to be able to straighten your shit out. You have to apply it. You got that?
My question to you today, if Bob let me in, was a vibrational proximity. I'm just still grappling with that. Is that part of the hearing and the listening? I just don't seem to be lining that up all too well. Whether it's what I'm busy doing or what I'm thinking, or is it got anything to do with that? A vibrational proximity?
Vertigo. You put yourself in the vertigo. Things are going great, but not as great as you want. Things are going good, but you wish it was better. Things are okay.
Correct.
Magic things are happening, but you want them to happen appropriately. You got the control of everything and not.
Yes, and not.
Got it and not. It's on and then it's not. And you want it to be consistent. And it is sort of, but not. See?
Okay.
So that's what you're doing. But now you get it firsthand. This is what it is. And from now forward, when any little thing goes on, it's going to be letting you know this is what's up.
Okay. And a quick question on the keys and the air that you gave me. Do I do that air 18 times? So I do a key and that air 18 times, or I just do that once? That air at the end.
Try it.
I was going to, and I did. I mixed up the keys. Interestingly enough, I've always done the phonetic, and I went for what I don't know what you'd call it—the original, the top paragraph.
Yeah.
And that had
a huge
shift. The original, yeah. And then I
That's
read the English after that.
That's what they hear.
Yes. And the words that I was saying didn't sound as though they were coming from me. I was just going. I was just my eyes would follow the line, and it was just this poetic resonance that seemed to come out of my mouth. It sounded pretty cool, too. It's kind of like I just learned a new language.
It wasn't you. That's right. Good.
Okay, so should I stay with that air that you suggested, number 11?
Yeah. Why, hell yeah. You're alive to complain about it today, aren't you?
I'm not complaining about it at all, no. I'm not.
No. But you would be able to be. No, we're goading that you are alive. You can hear enough to complain to say, I need to know that's what you did.
I didn't hear you, sorry.
Yeah.
My ear's still quiet. Yeah, I didn't.
That's funny. Now tell Bob what about your other power experiences.
There have been several. Can you pick one?
All of them.
Starting to feel the energy flowing through me, Ian. There seems to be a thing that it's almost like an electricity that seems to come through me. I can't explain what it is. It's not like a jolt of power or electricity.
It's called electricity.
Yeah, I think my battery example with the guy that needed to jumpstart his car was one of them, but it's starting
That's
to affect a lot of other aspects of my world as well.
There, now, tell Bob about that.
Well, things are starting to come on and off quite a lot. It's just becoming, it's not even an anomaly anymore. Things will, I'll give you an example. There's a light in the kitchen. Hello?